This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. State Representative David Brock Smith joins us. Good morning. Thanks for being on.
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to check in with you as we talk to lawmakers from around the region representing parts or all of Douglas County and just sort of get your take right now on the state response to the COVID-19 situation.
Oh, wow. We don't have enough time for that, Kyle. But I believe that there's been some successes and some failures. There's been some failures in our unemployment claims for our workers. And that comes from the state legislature more than 10 years ago funded a replacement for new programming, and it was redirected. You have a 30-year system up there for UI, and so adding, I think we're close to almost 500 additional workers, just isn't solving the problem because, A, you have workers that are only getting maybe 8 to 12 hours of training, and they just don't understand the antiquated system that we're working with. And so that's one huge failure for the citizens of the state that are trying to just make it and get by and can't even get anybody on the phone to get their unemployment benefits taken care of. My office, and I know Senator Hurd's office and Representative Leaf's office have been fielding these calls and have found inlets into individuals through the UI department and system. And so we encourage anyone who is out there who has still are having problems with their unemployment benefits to please reach out to our offices so that we can assist in any way we can to expedite what has already been a process that's just been horrible.
Well, and that is definitely one thing that has been out there as folks who are struggling and who qualify have been trying to get that assistance and not running into any help there. How do you think the state's doing in terms of the public health response to COVID-19?
I think actually the people are what are doing a good job with regards to the public health response and understanding the need early on to flatten the curve. That said, as we move forward, we need to have an equally, I know Senator Hurd, and I agree with him, has been telling everyone that he speaks to that we need to be proactive with regards to the spread and to wear masks when possible when you're out in public so that we can be proactive in getting our economy started while protecting the health, life, and safety of our neighbors and our communities. I've been pushing forward with the fact that since now we're procuring PPE, and that's another story in itself, but we need to make sure that our new frontline workers, as we roll on the phases of the governor's opening up plan that are in correlation with the federal plan, that we need to make sure that our new frontline workers have access to the PPE because they just can't go to Home Depot or Fred Meyer and buy them. Where Red Robin might be able to get access to PPE for their employees and servers, you know, Joe's Burger Shack cannot. And so as individual counties and their public health directors are coordinating efforts with PPE for the medical systems and healthcare facilities within their county, we need to figure out, and I brought it to the state's attention in our daily legislative call last week, how we're going to coordinate those efforts to as we start phasing in our reboot of our economy. And Kyle, I'd also like to say real quick, you know, the state has another failure, and that's in our rural health systems. And it's very upsetting considering that we've had a number of letters, caucus letters, bicameral, bipartisan letters to the state and the governor to help stand up our rural health care systems and hospitals. you have a situation where here we are in the middle of a pandemic and teachers' unions are being better protected than our rural healthcare facilities that are needed to protect the citizens in the case of an influx and peak and spread. And it's just beyond me and many of my rural legislators and county commissioners how we can allow our healthcare facilities to fail when you have federal dollars coming in and they to the state to go to local governments, and we have been begging them to route those dollars to our rural healthcare facilities, and to no avail. The $50 million package that was in the e-board last week was for loans only. And some of these facilities can't afford to add the loan to their balance sheet. And it's just pretty sad that we, in the middle of a pandemic, Oregon has allowed their healthcare facilities to fail. Think about that.
My understanding is that a particularly hard-hit area of that is over on the south coast where you are.
Correct, yes. To the listeners, my district encompasses Charleston, around Coos Bay, then back north, and then east up into Winchester, around Winston, down west I-5 to Cave Junction, and then back to the California border over to the coast. So I have your West Roseburg areas over there, and I have three hospitals in my district, and all of them are rural hospitals that are struggling. Specifically, Curry Health Network is struggling because they opened up an emergency department in Brookings. They had the huge Hoosconegan slide that caused them to lose millions because of lack of access on 101 to get to the hospital from South County. And so we're doing everything we can in connecting them with the direct federal dollars, but the state needs to step up, and the governor has failed to do so.
Talk about your schedule right now and talking to the other lawmakers. It sounds like days are off on one conference call after another.
It's almost like we're busier now than if we were in the building, Kyle. I will tell you that so we have what's called the Oregon Legislative Coastal Caucus, which makes up the legislators that have the districts along the coast. So Senator Hurd, of course, myself, Representative McEwen, Senator Groblin, Representative Gomberg, Representative Mitchell, and Senator Johnson. And as the coast closed down their transient lodging facilities because of an influx of folks that just love to come to the beach, but with them bring their germs and possible COVID, but also take what limited resources we have in our stores, the coastal counties and the coastal cities took it upon them. They moved forward in closing the transient lodging facilities when the governor was closing the parks and accesses and so forth. And so starting early last week, I'm the chair of the Coastal Caucus, and started discussing with our Coastal Caucus colleagues how we need to move forward in kind of a coordinated effort on the coast. Appreciate Senator Hurd's input and help with this. And so we have begun conversations with our federal partners, our U.S. Forest Service, BLM, our state partners with state parks and OHA, and then the county commissioners so that we can move forward with a coordinated effort in opening up the coast for not only our locals, but eventually our visitors. It needs to be a coordinated effort, and many of our opinion. Of course, the legislature and the legislative body have no authority in the executive branches of these decisions, as the governor does for the state, and the county commissioners are the executive authority for the counties. I merely set this up as a way or a conduit to facilitate conversations, so that as we can discuss things with our county commissioners and facilitate the conversation from the state and the federal level, Then the county commissioners can then discuss things with their cities and ports and other local jurisdictions. And then we can come back together and continue that conversation together. Because we know that in any given weekend, 20,000 people want to come to the coast or more. And it's just necessary that as we open up that coast, that we don't have a surge. And I can't believe I'm saying this as an 8-year chamber director on the coast, but we don't want that surge right now in one particular area, let's say Charleston, for example. And so we're just trying to help facilitate a coordinated effort, which we had our initial meeting last Friday evening. Went well, and I look forward to those continued conversations.
Well, a lot to talk about, but out of time for now. State Representative David Brock-Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, sir.
842 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.